Hello, welcome to Three Peeps in a Podcast. I am on today with Jack Phillips from David Lloyd. Jack, how are we doing?
Good afternoon. Yeah, I'm good actually, all considering, you know, it's a bit weird having so much time not working.
You
find things to do, and you know, fortunately, it's, you know, in the industry of working, there is lots to do. You can always keep fit and train and do the online stuff that we've been doing, but there's always lots of people to talk to as well, which I'm really benefiting from. I mean, I'm keeping in touch with friends and family and colleagues that don't have the luxury of living in a house with outdoor space, and I just think that, I guess, the mental health is a bit of a worry for some people, not being able to get out and socialise and meet other people. So I'm pretty lucky in that respect.
Apart from the obvious, obviously, with the COVID-19, mental health is probably the second biggest illness at the moment, because people are really being tested.
Yeah, really tested. And I think it's, you know, whereas you could just pop out and nip to the shops and, you know, amuse yourself for a couple of hours, you can't really do that now. There's a lot more thought into going out, a lot more thought into what you're going to eat, how you're going to prep your meals, you know, have you got enough in the fridge, in the freezer, etc. And I just think, you know, people it's really looking at how families operate and how friends, you know, are they just sort of friends that you dip in and out of their lives now and again, or are you constantly in touch with them and helping each other? And actually, what's really nice to see, I hope you're part of it. I'm sure you are, Patch, but the clapping every Thursday night and making as much noise as you can for the NHS heroes and doing things like that is sort of the highlight of the week at the moment. And, you know, it's a good thing to keep going. And I think it adds a bit of joy to people's lives. So, but, you know, we have to consider everyone that's going out there and working for us and making sure that these times are as simple as possible. We're really fortunate on that. So
it's certainly the highlight of my daughter's week, because it's the one day she gets to stay up till 8 o'clock. So yeah, she's been enjoying that. So Jack, thanks for catching up. We've got a few bits to get through, but before we go into some of the specifics, just give us the top line. What is the latest information with regarding the reopening of David Lloyd Emerson's Green?
Okay, so we shut down or we sort of closed the facility towards the back end of March. It is a challenge because we are all operators and we want to get back in and operate and get our classes and facility up and running as soon as possible. But as you know, we come into close contact with lots of people every day. We see a lot of people, our staff work in close quarters, and it is a challenge. So the whole business is now shut. About 98% of the staff have been furloughed, including myself. But that said, we're regularly being updated by the business and by management teams. On the side of that, we've been doing some planning into what would it look if when we do reopen, how will we look at social distancing? We will need some PPE equipment as well, but we're making sure that isn't to the standard that the NHS use in regards to, we don't want to take anything away from frontline, you know, NHS operators. And then how do we actually run the clubs when we get back to normal? You know, can we open the tennis courts and the pools and use the studios, etc.? Because social distancing is key to us, not only for our members' health and safety, but absolutely it's paramount for myself and my staff, their safety. And I think when we were shutting down the business, you know, we probably had, normally we have about 2,000 users a day. We were having 500 members still use us a day. And that's still quite a lot of people to see. So I had to socially distance from my parents and from friends and family, because I was very, very aware that I'd been sort of in amongst lots of different people. And I know my staff were pretty keen to make sure they went into isolation. So we held out as long as we could, along with the rest of the business, but we just deemed it too unsafe to continue to operate. The plans are, you know, we've just got off call today. We're talking May, June, but we've been talking May, June since the end of March. And a lot of it is about the government's proposal of how they plan to ease the restrictions. And look, I don't know. I don't have the answers to when that's going to happen. I do know that the plans that we have in place will be a lot of hygiene and self distancing social distancing will be really important, paramount. And that may be that we limit usage, we limit class sizes, which we would definitely do. We've put into plans, you know, did we limit actually, you know, start off with car parking, because then that will stop the amount of members coming into the club. But the biggest aim, and Glenn, my CEO, is really keen to get members back operating, participating, driving their fitness and their engagement and their socializing aspects of their club as soon as we can, and it's deemed safe to do so, and that's paramount. As a business, look, we are keen to keep moving forward. We've launched lots of online activity. The app is flying. We have about 60,000 users as a business every day of the app. We're running classes that are free to members. So if you haven't gone on the app, get on the app and use it. It's really good. But you know, that's something that we will continue, I believe, as a business once we reopen as well. I think that app usage from home is really critical. I know that you've been asked a few questions by some of the members that you said you were speaking to me today, and things like the kids' classes. Will we increase and will we put more on for the summer? Yes, absolutely. When we get back in, we've got plans to make sure that children are adequately supervised, and we have some of the great classes that we've been running online as well. We're looking at a revamp of our Dale Kids product as a business. And then looking at Blaze, mini Blaze and things like that. I know a lot of the kids at the moment at home with their parents have been doing Blaze sessions, which we're keen to look at. So there's lots of development as a business that we're going to do. We've kind of really ripped up the rule book a little bit over the last 6 weeks and gone, well, what can we do that's totally different? We've got an opportunity to relaunch again, considering we weren't even a year old yet, but you know, we can relaunch again and have another party or put on a bigger party when we can all socially get back together again. And you know what, the last 2 weeks I've been looking at the weather going, this weather is insane, that if only I could be by the outdoor pool with all my members, we'd be having a great time.
Yeah, I mean, in our previous chats you were always saying that, you know, we don't have with the spa garden and we don't have to have the great weather, but come the summer it's going to be like Marbella out there, and now yeah. We're getting the hot weather, it's like, oh my god, let's get
yeah, we're all stuck indoors, but look, you know, it's paramount that we all stay safe and stay healthy. So look, you know, I know that there's some keen members that are really key, that have fed back into me about what can we do that's slightly different, and we will listen to that. But the number one concern for me is let's get up and running. It won't take a lot for us to get back up and running. We're very, very lucky that we were a brand new club. We opened as pretty fast. We shut it down pretty quick. I'm sure I can open it again pretty fast. But within safe measures and making sure that we have that social distancing. So the club may look a little bit different when people come back. I'm sure there'll be screens and things like that where staff will be stood behind, which is hard for our industry because a lot of our sort of, I guess the way we operate is to be a bit more personal and a little bit more touchy-feely as such. But we'll have the hygiene in place. We'll have the sprays, the wipes, etc. We'd ask members to just please take their time, work with us. It's pretty hard to try and manage members when everybody thinks it's a free-for-all. I know you've had a few comments about car parking and disabled bays and child, you know, family bays being used. And we need to rely on our members to help us with this. You know, we are going to be very active in our gym and changing rooms, making sure that members socially distance, if that's how we can do it. And we're not allowed to open until the government are happy with our plans. And I know that my CEO and his exec team are currently working alongside other gym and leisure operators to make sure we've got a plan, a standard across the country to make sure we can deliver on that. So it's exciting, the plans that we've got in place. We will be up and running. A date or a day, I don't know, as of yet. And I think that's quite a frustration for me as a manager. You know, my team are asking me quite a lot. Members are contacting me, those that I know personally, and I can't give an answer. And actually, it kind of helped me as well, because I don't know what I'm doing day to day at the moment. And, you know, it's you know, I went for a 5.5K run this morning, which is unlike me, but I've got to do it again tomorrow. So it's just trying to keep
doing it.
Let's
get to some of the questions. So the first one isn't a question. It's a really nice comment from Liz Foster Hall. No question as such, but could you pass on my massive thanks for them for providing us at the hospital with their overshoes and gloves last month? They were really appreciated. So I want to give that one first.
Yeah, thank you, mate. This is one of those sandwiches you're going to give me, is it? You know, pick me up and then throw me off a cliff. No, look, Liz got in contact with us within 2 days of our closure, saying, "Did we have any PPE equipment?" And look, absolutely, it's no use sat in my store cupboards. Let's get it out to the NHS, and that we managed to do it safely. A member of my staff, my maintenance manager, went in, got it, dumped it on a doorstep that we were given an address for, and I legged it. And yeah, you know, it all went to plan without anybody having any contact. So yeah, things like that. And I know a lot of our clubs across the country have really supported. We've got one guy, he's into 3D printing. He's currently making headbands for masks for the NHS down in London. And some of our clubs were looked at to, could we be military stores and sort of possibly hospital setups and things like that. And you know, we've all got to just help in this pandemic. It's a bit crazy.
Absolutely. We've already touched on the online classes and the classes for kids and teens and things like that, and that's something that you say you are looking at. In terms of after lockdown, it's an opportunity, it's a bit of a test and learn for everyone. The virtual classes, any reason why they can't continue?
Yeah, they can absolutely continue. I mean, I'm really keen for it to continue. They're looking at it as an option for membership. They're looking at it as you know, what can we do? Can we put more content on there? I think it's been magic that people can do David Lloyd workouts in their own home. And yeah, I know that our exec team are really keen to continue with that in some fashion. And what that looks like, I don't know. But you know, if you haven't, get on it now and start using it and share the feedback, because our IT team are really, really looking at that and really passionate about it. So yeah, I don't see any reason why we can't do that.
Yeah, cool. The other one you touched on again was about the people parking disabled bays and things like that. For me, when I come in to the gym, obviously I'm fortunate enough not to be disabled, but sometimes I've got the kids, but I'm going to a gym to exercise. I park as far away as possible.
I've run David Lloyd clubs for 20 years, and this is probably the biggest sort of member feedback point that I've ever had in my whole term with David Lloyd. It's a real passion for our members to make sure that space is created and reserved for people that need it, along with mother and or family bays as such. The biggest frustration is as soon as the car parking bay is used and then someone leaves it, someone else jumps straight in. So I know that our members are passionate about it. They give us regular feedback. We do put, as much as we can, we put sort of signage on the cars. We read out registration numbers to tell members that you can't park there. We do patrol the car park as often as we can, but I can't, you know, patrol the car park 24/7.
It's not the sort of thing you want to be giving labour to, is it?
It's one of these social things, isn't it? That if you go to Tesco's, do you park in a disabled bay or Sainsbury's? I mean, and if you do, you know, give some consideration to others. And I share the frustration from our members. It's just something that I can't clamp. We've thought about that. I've tried that at previous clubs that I've run. It becomes too much of a legal challenge. Our clubs now do put in AMPR. So that you are limited to the amount of time you can park at the club, and then you will automatically be fined. Our Long Ashton club, the other side of Bristol, operates that. It's working. It's run by a separate company. So if you get fined, you can't go to David Lloyd and say, "You can't give me my money back." You have to go externally. So I don't want to go there yet, right? I think the membership at Emerson's Green is quite unique, very community-led. Very, very much our members are on our doorstep. I think we can get through this through our membership and our own population policing it itself at the moment.
Perfect. Yeah, good one. We spoke about some of the classes. We've got outdoor space available and that big tennis bubble. In terms of social distancing in, for example, the Blaze Studio, that might become quite difficult. So have you thought about doing them sort of out on the tennis courts or in the tennis bubble to aid that?
Yeah, totally. You know, that nearly all of our classes, even if they use equipment, could be done in a different way. We could do them externally, outside use, definitely tennis tool or what have you. I think if you look at the app that we've been running Blaze classes. No one's got a Blaze Studio in their home. So members and staff alike have been able to adapt and use different things to exercise with. I was actually on the phone to my nephew last week telling him how to use his sofa, how to use that for exercising and things like that. And it's just, we've got to find a way of operating in this difficult time. And yeah, absolutely. We limit our classes anyway because of capacity issues. But who says we can't use the tennis hall for exercise and make sure we can have that 2 meter distance between people? People have asked me about swimming and things like that. And actually the government has stated, and it's fact, that chlorine is one of the safest places to use, you know, a chlorinated environment during this pandemic. But, you know, we have to take the advice from the scientists, I guess. But definitely there are plans to look at where we can use in our facility to make sure we can look after and get more people exercising at one time. You know, we're going to have to reduce the size of our food and beverage area and our bar area because we're going to have to socially distance. But that doesn't mean to say we can't all stand outside on the terrace in the sun and have a beer. We might have to shout a little bit more to hear each other, but hey, you know, we've got ways, we can make it work.
Yeah, no, exactly. And we said about the outdoor classes. There was other comments around doing more for teenagers, like 11 plus age, and particularly through the summer holidays that are going to be fast approaching. We've got the May bank holiday with the week, and then summer holidays are going to be here before we know it. So yeah. In terms of things like that for teens, is that something that you're looking at also?
Yeah, you know, it's something that David Lloyd have been looking at for quite a long time, and we've never got it really right. I think the opportunity with Emerson's is we're looking at things like lifeguarding, rookie lifeguard training. We're looking at things where we do more of a team club where they can come in and they can have a kickabout together, they can play tennis together, they can go and do exercise together and use the facility. And I think that's where, from what I've heard from members, is they want their children, their teenagers, to have a bit more freedom, but within a boundary, within sort of a framework. And that's something that we're looking at as a club. I think the dynamics of the club changes anyway when the weather is different. We've got so much more space, as we've just spoken about, and getting the guys outside and almost forming a bit of a social club between the teenagers would be something that I'm keen to do. Again, you know, that has worked in some businesses in some clubs I've operated in. It also has the negative effect where you've got a group of teenagers and sometimes that puts off members. So we've got to work that up. But there is definitely a call for it. Having teenagers myself, I know exactly how parents are suffering. So, that is something that we're looking at. We're looking at it nationally as well as a business. So I'm sure there'll be things that come out soon.
Yeah, they're fantastic. And you touched on it before about the chlorine being the safest place to be, but obviously you've still got to get into the pool and you've still got the injury.
The changes are pretty tight, right? You know, so how do we socially distance? And these are all things logistically that we're having to look at and think about. And again, we're taking advice, we're looking at other operators and as a sort of an activity centre, whether it be centre parks, whether it be your local authority, leisure centre or a private members health club like David Lloyd, we're doing it together to make sure we can work and operate properly.
You've got an excitable dog there by the looks of it.
I've got a big dog next to me.
But no, mate, I mean, that was the sort of the lion's share of the questions and the comments. And I think that everyone's got a valid point, and they're also, you know, that you're given reasonable answers, and to the point of, you know, you're not the government, you're acting on the government's instructions, and it's an extra challenge for all of us, but not only for some industries but others like yours. Adding in that social distancing is quite frankly something that you couldn't plan for.
Yeah, absolutely, Patch. And you know, I'm thankful. I work for a great company, and people are at the forefront of our business. And you know, our CEO has spoken to all the staff directly, and we're very, very fortunate. And I know others aren't so fortunate. And I know lots of people are in a real challenging situation at the moment. My number one priority is, as soon as we're given the green light, is let's get Emerson's Green back up and running. Let's do it safely. Let's do it in the easiest way that's not going to cause too much upset. But my staff are our number one priority for me, to make sure I keep them safe. And let's keep exercising and keep as healthy as we can. And I think, you know, as long as we all stay sensible and we listen, we can have lots of different theories, and we can all pretend that we know exactly what's going to happen when actually no one's got a clue. I just think number one is look after the people that you love and the families and friends around you, and let's just try and get through this time, because it's a challenge, both mentally and physically, you know, and we can't forget that mental aspect. And I know we spoke before the call that it's hard to do your day job from your sort of your spare room when your kids are running around and all sorts. It's a challenge. It is a challenge. But, you know, my team are all fit and well. We talk to them. I talk to them most days. We've set up quizzes and we've sent all sorts of pictures and photos of what we've been up to out. And we're trying to keep it a little bit more buoyant, a little bit more
fun. I think we're all going to come out of this with a lot more knowledge with the number of quizzes we're doing.
Yeah, I think anyone that tries to run a quiz night over the next sort of 6 months is going to lose anything. But yeah, look, it's just about trying to relax. And I know that it is so difficult for people. I'm the worst for it. I can't relax. I can't switch off. I need to be doing something all the time. And actually now we're being forced to take stock of what we've been up to over the last 10, 15, 20 years. And actually life isn't flying by so fast at the moment. So maybe we should sit back and try and enjoy what we've got.
Yeah, and it's all the things that we took for granted before that you don't really realise what you've got until it's gone. Is the typical thing to say. Even
Work colleagues, Patch, work colleagues. I'm missing my work colleagues. I'm missing my team. You know, there are days that I'm so frustrated with them, but I can genuinely say I miss the banter. I miss the team. I miss people turning up late and me having to firefight for 20 minutes. You know, it's madness, but I miss it. I miss the day job.
Freshly poured pint is my one that often on a Friday after work, which we're rapidly approaching now. You can't quite replace that. But Jack, it's been an absolute pleasure to have a chat and see your face again. It's been a while, but I think we'll get this podcast up and hopefully appease some people who are just looking for, you know, an outlay really, and get back. But we are at the mercy of the virus and the government. But great to catch up again soon, mate. And thanks for joining us.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Patch.
Cheers.